wins. NBA, the Warriors came back from a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit, edged the Grizzlies 199. The defending champs continued their quest for a record 73-win season tonight in San Antonio, where the Spurs are 39-0. Golden State has lost 33 straight regular season games in San Antonio. Hawks topped the Celtics 118-107. Atlanta's third in the East. Boston fell to fourth, a game back. The Bulls overcame 33 points by LeBron James, defeated the Cavaliers 105-102. Chicago kept its playoff hopes alive and prevented Cleveland from clinching the number one seed in the East. Back to the NHL, Braden Holtby picked up his 48th win, tied Marty Brodeur for the single-season record of wins by a goaltender. A hat trick for Alex Ovechkin, his seventh 50-goal season. Capitals over the Blues 5-1. Stars took care of the Predators 3-2. Dallas has the best record in the West and will play Minnesota in the first round of the playoffs.
After a less-than-stellar season in 2015, the Tigers look to bounce back in 2016. This weekend, they host the Yankees at Comerica. Yankees, Tigers, today at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
Another lovely 30-degree morning here on April the, 9th, 10th? Today's the 10th. Ugh. But you know what? It didn't stop folks from betting Keeneland yesterday.
So for the number of people that were out there versus the money that was spent, it was crazy. It was a record day betting-wise.
All-time single-day handle record of $21,736,983.
And my man Sam finished second.
Yeah. But... you know, looked good coming that way. Yeah. Just had too much traffic to get through, which doesn't bode well for him for the Derby.
No, not necessarily. No.
But to be a late runner, he was able to weave his way through and had a tough way to go, but still got up and got second. Brody's cause looked pretty good.
And Dale Romans is feeling good because he had the 1 and 3.
Yeah,
so
cherry wine.
Cherry wine as well.
And then Outwork in the Wood Memorial.
We didn't even talk about him.
Had to hold off a horse that hadn't won yet. You know, a horse that was winless in 6 races. Trojan Nation, which I guess got 40 or 50 points or something, 40 points.
Yeah.
So Trojan Nation could be in the Derby, probably will be in the Derby. Hasn't even won a race yet.
That's crazy.
I thought the best horse of the day, the most impressive of the 3-year-old males, was Exaggerator's Run under Kent DeSormo for trainer Keith DeSormo.
Yeah.
In the Santa Anita Derby, and just had an awesome run in the slop.
Over just, more spirit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And sustained it, though. You know,
yes.
Kept it going. It wasn't just a brief, here I come, and then peter out. He just kept it coming and blew by him, and like they were standing still and kept it rolling. So I was impressed by Exaggerator more than any of the 3 winners. But the most impressive horse was probably Songbird, who won the Santa Anita Oaks. And Ella Starr told us yesterday that she may be the best 3-year-old in of all 3-year-olds, but she's
that
not going,
not going
to
run her
in the Derby. And somebody who's not real big on horse racing was asking me, well, why wouldn't they run her in the Derby? And, well, it's just a really tough race. There's 20 horses in it. It's an extremely difficult field to navigate. I mean, John Velasquez said to me one time, it is without a doubt the toughest race in the world to win. Whereas the Oaks, that could be a 9-horse field or, you know, something more manageable, and there's still really good money to be won there. And if Songbird did want to take on the boys, she could do that in the summer.
Preakness, you know, or Belmont.
Belmont
too.
Or, what's this, the Travers? Mm-hmm. She could do it there. And then the one in the Ashland Stakes, another Kentucky Oaks prep for the fillies. You know, Ellis told us about Catherine Sophia and Rachel's Valentina, and it was Weep No More paying like 62-20 to win. Super long shot. So Weep No More will be in the Kentucky Oaks. You know she will be a fan favorite.
Oh, my gosh. They play my old Kentucky home.
Yeah. She'll be bet down. Just like my man Sam was bet down. My gosh. Yeah. Started morning line odds of 10-1 by the time the race went off. What was he, 3-1?
Yeah.
Wow. Unreal.
Everybody wanted a piece of that action.
Yes. Well, Ellis came on here, and then he, he put it all over the internet. And so, you know, this is Ellis's fault. But my man Sam jumped to 3-1.
Yeah, 21 million? 25 million?
21 million bet
21
yesterday?
Million, yeah.
And that goes to the card. I mean, it was such
the
a good card.
Yeah.
Well, the stakes races started at like 2 o'clock or something and just kept rolling through. A bunch of stakes races.
Now, the weather did keep actual bodies away. It was like 20,000 out there. And the record in 2012 is like 40,000.
Right. 20,000, though, is still a decent crowd.
It's a good crowd.
Yeah.
But you have to think if it's
65
and sunny,
that
place is all, it's jam-packed.
Yes, it is. And you know what? I don't mind. There, a lot of times I hate going to places that are jam-packed. Like huge crowds, too big of a crowd. It gets on my nerves. But for Keeneland, I will brave it. There is nothing Keeneland can do to stop me.
That's their motto.
Yeah.
We can't stop Dan Reefer.
Unless it's like snowing, you know, and 20 mile per hour winds. Then who can blame you?
Right.
Not even, you know, Keeneland understands. So a good day of horse racing, and now really it's just about the Derby.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Now let's, the prep's moving up. I did read a story today, this morning in the Courier-Journal, that Dale Romans feels like a little like Dan Marino, and he's not tooting his own horn as though he's the greatest trainer that ever lived, but
right.
But he does feel like I'm that quarterback that's never won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And said that this year he does feel like it is his best chance. But he's run into so many times. He knows. I programmed my voice to say, "Hey Siri," and I didn't say that. But I must have said something like that. So Siri now wants to know what I need, but it's nothing. I need nothing. But, you know, Dale Romans has never won the Derby.
He is not Brody's cause. I just don't. I'm not super high on the horse. I mean, the field of horses in the Bluegrass Stakes, probably not the best. And there is so much evidence out there, I guess, that the California horses are a stronger group. And when they're breaking off and running away from each other, like they don't want to mess with Nyquist out there. So they go, all right, I'm going over here. Yeah. I'm going over here. Well, they do well when they get away. So I don't know that Brody's cause is the one, but it doesn't really, sometimes it doesn't matter in the Derby. You know, Nyquist has a bad trip or something like that, or Mohamed is caught behind horses, or, you know, you get a good trip, get a good post, get a good ride, and, you know, you can.
So much factors into it. It's not just about the horse.
It's not like Brody's cause is a bad horse. It just doesn't blow you away. I would think Nyquist is still the favorite. I think Exaggerator made a move. Mohamed is still going to have to be considered well.
Yes, I think so. I mean, one bad trip.
Yeah, it was wide all the way. Ran the furthest distance the whole way. So now it's all about the Derby and the Oaks. UK football yesterday. We're going to talk about UK football with Alex Faulkner of the Cat's Paws coming up at 10 o'clock this morning.
The quote coming out of there was absolutely awful.
Yes.
So lots to talk about there.
Yeah, Stoops was not happy. Eddie Grand was not happy. You know, DJ Elliott wasn't overwhelmingly happy either. You figure, well, the offense stunk it up. So DJ Elliott, you would think, would go, yeah, we look great, loved it. He was just like, yeah, it was all right. He's not about to jump on there and be like, oh, we're great.
Not a hyperbole kind of guy.
Mm-mm. It's hard to get him, you know, really high on something, you know, a lot of high praise. He'll talk well, speak well of players, but yeah, you're not going to get a whole lot of hype out of him for sure.
UK baseball team with a walk-off grand slam yesterday. So they clinched the series win over Alabama. Of course, they still have game three today, but they've won every SEC series now, haven't they?
Yeah, four of them. They started at Georgia and then came here back home and beat number one Florida and then went to Tennessee, took two of three there, and then Alabama. So that was Zach Brown's first Friday night win, which made it a little easier, you know, on Saturday. But a tie game, they had the lead. They had a 2-1 lead going into the ninth and gave it up. And then came out there and Riley Mahan hit a grand slam.
Yeah.
So now, and Dustin Beggs didn't get the win because he had won his first seven starts of his of the season. And so that streak ends because, you know, they tied it in the ninth. But they still win it on a grand slam. So now Kentucky is 8-3. I believe that's right. Maybe 9-3 now.
In conference play.
Yeah. If they've won two in four. No, they're 8-3. Right. Four series two. Yeah. They're 8-3. And so they're looking good. Now, still, the teams that are really sharp this year so far, LSU, South Carolina, they haven't met up with them yet. But they took care of business against Florida, you know. But South Carolina's looked good. LSU's looked good. Somebody else I'm missing in the SEC's looked really good. But Mississippi State, which handed Florida its first home loss in 29-30 games, like the longest home winning streak in the country, came to an end with Mississippi State's win. And, of course, Mississippi State is coached by John Cohen, who used to be here.
So if you could pick one of these things, would you rather – because I would imagine hitting a walk-off grand slam would be, like, I mean, one of those things you envision doing and rarely get to, you know, that rarely happens. So, like, hitting a walk-off doesn't even have to be grand slam. Just a walk-off home run of some kind. You know, half-court shot at the buzzer like we saw in the tournament to win a game. Like, what is childhood Dan Reifer envision most, you know, throwing a touchdown in the Super Bowl to win it? Like, what is it?
I would say not throwing it, but like catching it.
Yeah,
catching it or running it in. But
it'd be the big, it'd be no, scoring a big touchdown.
No, that would be awesome. I mean, they're all awesome.
Yeah, no, obviously. They're all awesome. And there's football, not a wrong answer here.
And football is my favorite sport, but I think given the stage, baseball. It's one-on-one, you against the pitcher. It's the highest of pressure situations. Your wits against his, and you crank one, and it wins the game. What's his name from Toronto? Batista, Joey Bats. Yeah, I want to do that. Crank that, flip the bat, and just strut it on out. That's so anti-traditional baseball, but... It's coming. This is the way it's going.
You know? Bryce Harper keeps wearing shirts that say "Make baseball fun again."
Yeah, so it's happening. It's just a culture shift. Baseball, I mean, to survive, they have to evolve a little bit.
It needs to happen.
Yeah, has to evolve a little bit. They've already put the 30-second mound visit clock up and started that this season. Which I was watching the game last night, and they were joking that it's a new qualification that pitching coaches must have is a little bit of speed, like what's their 40 time, because they got to get up to the mound, get their visit in and get back, and you only got 30 seconds. So I would take that. What would you take? What would be your sports thing that you would love
I think it would be the hitting the half court shot.
Yeah.
Cause that
Those
is,
are awesome.
Yeah. Cause that's not something that is ever taken. You don't you swing the bat. Every time everyone's doing that.
Right.
But you never take a half court shot with 2 minutes left in the game.
No.
You know, it's it. Like,
unless you're Steph Curry.
Right. And then turn around and walk away and it goes in every time.
Yeah.
So I think that. I think hitting that buzzer beater from half court would be my thing.
We were talking.
I couldn't even throw it to half court from half court and even. I did it at Rupp one time just to try, and I couldn't even heave it to, like, the free throw line. Mm. It's so sad.
And that's one of the perks of the job when you talk about to even try a half-court shot at Rupp. How many people that go to Rupp Arena and see the games or just haven't been, watched on TV, would love to just shoot some hoops on the Rupp Arena floor? Like, it seems so holy.
Yeah,
so,
it does.
So, and you think about Sweet 16 when you play there and what it is for high school kids and stuff. But as members of the media, let's say a 7 o'clock game, and there's a 5 o'clock newscast, so you get there at like 3:30 or 4 o'clock for your live shot, and it's almost empty. There's only a few support personnel around. Sometimes the players aren't out shooting yet, and there's a ball laying out there. And the next thing you know, every photographer,
it's calling your name.
Yeah, every photographer and sports anchor is out there, you know, cranking it up.
Except Cutler. I never saw him take a shot.
Yeah, I don't know if I did either.
Bad shoulder.
Did I see Rob Bromley take one? I'm not sure. Not sure if I saw Rob.
Speaking of which, Steve Moss, who we talked about yesterday from WKYT, suffered a heart attack. And then in true Steve Moss fashion, tweeted out yesterday, "Reports of my demise are greatly exaggerated."
That was so great.
Which I just don't know how you can drop the mic more than that.
Yeah, it was perfect. Yeah, appears to be...
on the mend.
Yes, on the mend. And then I found out from Dave Baker's Facebook page that apparently Rob Bromley's wife suffered a fall and is recovering. So... you know, prayers for both of those families, but I haven't heard an update on Rob's wife or anything, but Steve looks to be...
was definitely happy to see him.
I'm going to go over there after this is done and go see him and just lay eyes on the man to make sure. But someone did send me a picture, and he does have blue jeans on. Like, you know, he got the hospital gown. So he wasn't just hanging out in the hospital gown. He had blue jeans on and the hospital gown.
That's mossy.
Yes, it is. It is. All right, we'll take a break. Be back with more. Take your phone calls. 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi because it's never touched a frying pan.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf during one of the biggest golf tournaments of the year. And save big at the Edwin Watts Green Jacket Sale. Come in this Thursday through Sunday and save $50 on drivers, $299 and up. $100 on iron sets, $699 and up. And when you trade in your old clubs, you'll receive a 50% bonus toward your new club purchase. Some restrictions may apply. It's the Edwin Watts Golf Green Jacket Sale. 4 days only. 3024 Richmond Road in Lexington. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Your new job is waiting. Wait. Your new career is waiting. UK Dining has jobs available in the food service industry.
UK Dining is now accepting applications for experienced food service supervisors. We offer competitive earnings starting from $12 to $15 per hour. We're looking for experienced food service supervisors at UK Dining.
Visit Aramark.com/careers to learn more. UK Dining, we enrich and nourish lives every day.
A background check is required for these positions. UK Dining is an equal opportunity employer.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people will wake up, and before the day is over, their life will be changed forever. There will be no time to prepare for life after today. Car crashes can't be predicted. They just happen. A workplace injury is the furthest thing from your mind. Most medical procedures go off with perfection, a few with disastrous results. For over 30 years, I've met you after the unforeseen has become a terrible reality. The law firm you choose to prepare you for life after today may well be the most important decision you ever make. All law firms are not the same. The insurance company knows who will take your case to trial and who won't. Expertise, results, and reputation should guide you in your choice. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn more about us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at
hey,
DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And why am I thinking?
Of course, we lost Merle Haggard this week.
Yep.
79 years old. Died on his birthday. Even predicted it, I think. Said he thought he was going to die on his birthday. His son tweeted out a picture with his, he's got his hand in his hand in the hospital bed. Definitely tough, but another, it's been a weekend of rough stuff. Mm-hmm. Like we talked about the shooting in Lexington that happened early Saturday morning, like 2 in the morning. And then Will Smith from the Saints.
Yeah. Defensive end for a long time there.
Yeah.
In a little car accident, and which turned into an argument, which turned into him getting shot and killed and his wife getting shot. She's still, she's recovering. But just that's a crazy situation.
I know that gun control is a hot topic, you know, a hot button issue and very divisive. And there's so many people on one side and the other, and people kill people, guns don't. But in that situation, that's a situation where if that person does not have a gun, someone doesn't die.
Right.
Because of road rage. Some people just can't be trusted. I don't know. It just.
Yeah. So the worst thing that happens there is you just get beat up. But I'm sure whoever it was wasn't going to tangle with Will Smith.
Right.
Fisticuffs.
I mean, I can tell you, if there were times when I was armed, I'd be in trouble. You know?
Yeah.
Just too mad, too much rage, and that's not a good time for the concealed carry law to be in effect. It's just not. Could you imagine if we just had, like, communication systems on our car where you could just type something through your windshield? Like, I mean, it would just be ridiculous.
It'll happen someday. I'm sure it's not far off. They can drive. The cars can drive themselves now.
I know. Which leaves you time to enter, you know, hostile messages to people around you. It's gotten too much. I mean, but, you know, I'm guilty of it, too. When what happens is when you have kids, that helps to govern it for you a little bit.
Yes.
Because if I say something in front of them meant for another driver, then they repeat it or they let you know that it happened, and now you go, oh. Now you're accountable to somebody other than just being in your car by yourself and screaming at someone.
But it makes it even harder because if you do have kids in the car, you're even more mad at idiot drivers that almost hit you.
Right. But it has helped me because I curb it a little bit. I'm not as vocal. I'm definitely less profane. And I try to control my temper a little bit better. I do a better job of it with the kids in the car. Because I've even heard them when I say nothing. You know, hey, what's wrong with you, buddy? And I'm looking back. Hey. That's not for you to decide. And then I've dropped, you know, a bad word.
Right.
And when they were younger, I would get away with that and I wouldn't realize it. You know, like I'm not even thinking and just it blurts out. And then there's no reaction because they're just not, they don't recognize it or something. Last time I did it and I said something, I got a, oh, oh, daddy. You said the word. I did. I shouldn't have said it. Boys, do not say that word. Don't let me catch you saying that word. So it helps to have kids. Let's more kids in the car, less guns. Right. That's my solution.
Dan's making America great again.
And Joe is on the line. Joe from Paris. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Before I get to my fantasy, I have to tell you, my wife got on me what I said about bringing soupy sales in a coffin last week.
Oh.
But you know what I told her? It was a death match. She didn't get it either.
No.
You know,
so. You have to know wrestling to know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but anyways, I was calling about my fantasy is always there's like a guy on first and you're playing center field. And the batter hits it over your head, you take off running, you pick it up, the guy first is going from home, and you make that long heave and throw him out at home. I always wanted to do that. You know, that was always, because I grew up, baseball was king.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was king. But that's really all I wanted to say, guys. You know, apologize for soupy sales and tell you my fantasy. Y'all have a great one now.
Thank you, Joe. That would be cool.
Was it, I'm trying to remember who it was that Bo Jackson threw out, but Bo Jackson's in left field, and that ball is hitting the corner. He's playing for the Royals, and he turns and fires to home and guns down. Maybe it was Harold Reynolds for the Mariners at the time, but it was just one of the greatest throws. I mean, he's at the wall,
yeah.
Warning track, and just on a BB. Ow, got him. I mean, that's incredible. That would be a great one, too.
Yep.
To throw somebody out from the outfield at home plate, game over. Game 7, World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
In football, to me, I think it would almost be better if it were a pick 6 to win a game, now that I think about it. Not catching a touchdown or running it in, but if you picked it off and ran it back to win the game.
Well, when I think of the plays that I've seen that have gotten the biggest reaction out of me, I think about that kick 6.
Yeah.
For
Auburn, gosh.
Against Alabama. Now you're talking about.
There was not a more jaw-dropping play, I don't think, in my life that I can remember watching live.
A field goal to win the game, and you catch it at the back of the end zone and take it the distance to win the game. That, ooh.
Against your biggest rival.
Yes.
With national title implications on the line. Like,
yeah. You're either going to the SEC championship or you're not.
Yep.
Yeah. One of you is. Yeah. That's. But then that year that Georgia did that crazy stuff. Remember Georgia had the tipped pass into the hands of the receiver for the touchdown, and then was
that it... was Auburn that same year?
Yeah, was it?
Yeah,
yeah, crazy
against Georgia.
That's right. Was it the same year?
It was the same year. It was like 2 weeks before that.
Mm. That's right. Yeah, it was for Auburn against Georgia.
Yes.
Yeah, and that ball got. That's right. Yeah, it was, and that's why you thought.
Because Georgia was winning that game.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you thought, okay, this is it for Auburn. I mean, this everything is lined up for Auburn. This is
or, I mean,
their
even
destiny.
That LSU play against Kentucky. In theory, you know, that wasn't for all the marbles.
No, but it was against the number one team, yeah. And it's a stop. It's a fourth down stop. That was Braxton Kelly.
But I mean, when Guy Morris got dumped prematurely.
Oh, you mean back that one? That one.
That is a play that.
Yeah.
Devery Henderson that you'll never, you know, that he will talk about the rest of his life.
Plaxico Burress, his catch for the Steelers.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl for the touchdown. I mean, that wins it, you know?
Yep.
So I don't know. Those are pretty good, too. Any of them would be great just to make that play that, boom, game over. Have you witnessed that with your kid in Little League stuff yet? Like, has he done, made a catch, a hit,
he,
or something?
He made a catch his second year of T-ball. And first or second? Well, I think he had 1 year of Wii ball, so it was his first year of T-ball. And it wasn't so much like he made some great play, but we were in extra innings, and it was just that he was standing there with his glove up, and the ball just went hit into the glove.
Right.
But it was the game-winning out, and he was over the moon.
Yeah. Those are cool, too. Those moments are cool. Yeah, they're just on any stage, really, at any level.
Oh, yeah.
They're cool moments. All right, we'll take a break. You can tell us if you want to weigh in here. What would be your fantasy sports performance? Like the game-winning home run, play at the plate, half-court shot, dunk to end it, steal, whatever.
Yeah.
Football, baseball, basketball. We haven't even talked golf. I mean, the Masters is today.
And I can't wait. That's going to be drama.
Yeah.
Drama today.
We figured we'd give you a half-hour break from golf since Matthew Lawrence was just on here with his show. So we'll talk Masters next year on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Your Legends are the proud affiliate of the 2015 World Series champion Kansas City Royals. And today at 2:05, the action on the field gets underway between the Legends and the Lakewood Blue Claws. Purchase and print tickets at LexingtonLegends.com. It's going to be stash-tastic.
The new Acura ILX was designed to be quick, really quick. With a 201 horsepower direct load for lightning-quick performance. It's so quick that by the time I'm done reading this sentence, the ILX will be... gone. Come in today to test drive the 2016 Acura ILX. Catch it if you can.
Visit us today at Courtesy on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall.
With a 9-speed automatic transmission, 3 drive modes, and room for 7, the Acura MDX can handle whatever life throws at you. Be it Mother Nature.
This winter weather is not letting up. It looks like we're in for another foot of snow tonight.
Or unexpected news.
Congratulations, you're having quintuplets.
With the MDX, you'll have the tools to take on anything that comes your way. Though hiring a nanny couldn't hurt. The 2016 Acura MDX. Room to improvise.
Visit us today at Courtesy on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall.
Attention. This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free, no-obligation consultation, call 800-475-5015. That's 800-475-5015. There are a vast number of conditions that could make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-475-5015. 800-475-5015. That's Citizens Disability. 800-475-5015.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's perfect. Allison, wait. Are you texting and driving? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Final round of the Masters today. Jordan Spieth.
Now that's Bruce tweeted me that would be one of his sports performance fantasies, would be to sink a 20-foot putt to win the Masters.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of those things where it's just you.
Yeah.
And the hole, basically. So.
And if you're in that scenario, you know that there's no one coming up behind you. I mean, if your putt is to win it,
mm-hmm.
That's everyone's that. Gone through. I there just can't be more pressure.
Right.
Than that.
Now, Jordan Spieth, I mean, my gosh. 7 rounds now he has led. 7 consecutive rounds of the Masters, which is a record. Nobody's done that before. Hey, he's something else.
He is, but then finishes up his day yesterday with a bogey and a double bogey.
Yeah, so he comes back to the field a little bit because he was 5 down, 5 below.
So he had a 4-shot lead, yeah. And then ends up he's only a shot up after, you know, he had a 4-stroke lead. Now it's down to 1,
which makes for, you know, 4 guys at the top within 2 strokes of one another. You got the Smiley Kaufman, which, you know, came out of nowhere playing mm-hmm. his first Master. His name is Smiley. He has a brother named Lucky.
Smiley spelled S-M-Y-L-I-E.
Interesting. Bernhard Langer, 58-year-old Bernhard Langer.
I did see a tweet yesterday that I was like, you know what? That's true. As long as he has been around golf, have you ever met a Bernhard Langer fan?
Mm-mm.
Like, ever?
No.
No, I know.
There isn't
one.
No.
And he's been around forever. And he's been, like, he was really good.
Yeah.
For a long time. Nobody's ever,
you know,
I'm actively rooting for him.
I've never, you know, Vijay Singh has been good, too, but I've never been seeing anybody, like, no, be big on Vijay, either. Like, Vijay! Veej! Let's go, Veej! But you'll hear, you know, the 30-something, 40-something white man go, Phil!
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil! Let's go, Phil! I don't know. There's something strange to me about, like, chanting out a golfer's name at a golf event. I don't know. Just golf is so different to me. Like,
yeah.
It would be different if I'm at a baseball game and somebody's up to bat, you know, let's go whoever. But then to be chanting, Jordan! Yeah, Jordan! Jordan! Spieth! I mean, it's like a man crush or something. You're just shouting his name. And he, like, nods to you like it's not awkward. Thanks. Thank you for your support.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know. I would just think the clapping and, yeah, good job. Way to go. You know, instead of Smiley. You're my boy, Smiley. But yeah, we've never heard Bernard said that way. What Matthew Lawrence told us, Hideki Matsuyama is who he's got. He's 1 under. So it's Spieth at 3 under, then Smiley Kaufman 2 back or 2 under, one stroke off the lead, and then Bernhard Langer and Hideki Matsuyama, both.
Well, Rory McIlroy kind of collapsed yesterday.
Oof,
and then, rough. But then after, he came out and said, I was really glad to see how Jordan finished up his round because that means I'm still in it.
Yeah, he's 2 over, so he's 5 shots off the lead. And you got a bunch of other people that, I mean, Snedeker's in there. Dustin Johnson, Jason Day are both even par, so they're just 3 shots off. I mean, there's people within 5 shots. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So yeah. 12 people all within 5 shots of one another.
It's going to be a very dramatic Sunday, no matter what happens. I mean, Jordan could end up running away with it, and then that would be phenomenal to watch, something like that, or it just is going to come down to the wire. I just am really looking forward to watching this Sunday. I think last year, wasn't Spieth so far ahead at the Masters coming into Sunday that it was almost a foregone conclusion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a bunch of other, I mean, there's so many former Masters champs that missed the cut, like Trevor Immelman, remember the year he won?
Mm-hmm.
And Mickelson, of course. And then Tom Watson was close to making the cut. And this is his final Masters. So I always like watching them. Like, I don't watch much golf outside of the majors. Then the Masters is definitely my favorite
yes.
to watch. Yeah. And it's, if you've never been down there, you should go. And even if you don't go for the actual tournament, just go for the practice rounds. If you just go there for a Monday or a Tuesday, Wednesday would be the day that I would recommend going more than any other day, because it's the par three contest as well, and that's really fun to watch. And they have these historic pairings. Like, you might go out there and the threesome is Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, and
Gary Player.
Gary Player, yeah. I think one year I was out there and it was Tiger Woods, Byron Nelson, and Jack Nicklaus. I mean, those are just cool pairings to see, those, to see them. And then some of the other stuff they do just in the practice rounds is just so relaxed. And you just get to get close to the golfers. And then on the hole number, I think it's, is it 16? They skip the ball across the water. I mean, that's pretty cool too. So,
still my favorite event I've ever covered or gone to was when the Ryder Cup was in Louisville.
Mm.
That was, now I didn't have as much like in emotionally invested as like when Kentucky won the championship in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
But just as far as fun and, you know, USA, USA, and being able to, and I just went as a spectator one day.
Yeah.
And just by myself, because it was just so cool to sit there on the ninth green, and you're so close. And in that event, more so than any of the, you know, majors, all these guys are playing with each other.
Yeah.
And it's
a team.
It's the camaraderie, and it is so, it's just such a cool thing.
Well, you had United States, so it's like Olympics or something.
And then you had J.B. Holmes playing in it, which was awesome.
Yeah, and Kenny Perry. So you had, like, the team thing. So first and foremost, you're for the United States. And then secondly, you have two Kentuckians at the center of it, leading the United States. Two guys who, you know, are not two of the top golfers in the game. But specifically because the Ryder Cup was coming to Kentucky, those two guys, like Kenny Perry said, he went all in. He did more work than he had ever done in his career to get ready for the Ryder Cup. He did not want to disappoint. He wanted to be on the top of his game, and he wanted to work as hard as he possibly could to get there, and he did. He said he hasn't, like when I talked to him a couple years after that, maybe the senior PGA Tour came to Valhalla maybe a couple years after. And he said, no, I'm not going to lie. I don't work as hard as I did leading up to the Ryder Cup. I was just giving everything I had. And then J.B. Holmes was, this was like pre-bout with vertigo and the stuff that he had to go through, which it's remarkable that he's recovered from two brain surgeries to back out there on the tour. I mean, he played in this Masters.
Mm-hmm.
But for those two guys,
and I believe Paul Azinger was the captain that year.
Yeah.
And when you talk about golf, that he was my, because I golfed growing up. That was the only sport I was decent at. And so I tried even playing in college for a little while.
Yeah.
And Paul Azinger was it for me. He was, because Tiger came along after I was a little bit older. So like when I was young, growing up, Paul Azinger was the stuff for me. He was he was my guy.
Right.
And Tom Lehman, who was the Ryder Cup captain the following Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
Is from my hometown.
Oh.
In Minnesota. And like his mom was my English teacher. His dad was our insurance guy. Like,
wow.
It's just a really tiny town. So everybody, now Tom's old, quite a bit older than me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he furnished our girls' golf team. We always had a really good girls' golf team. Like, he got us all of our uniforms and our bags, and all that stuff was always donated by Tom Lehman.
That's so cool.
So, when I was younger...
Did you go to Tom Lehman High School?
No, but we only had one high school in town. So, they didn't name it Tom Lehman. They named it after a little guy named Thomas Jefferson.
Oh.
Ever heard of him?
Yeah.
But
it rings a bell.
Anyway, So when I was
Tom Landry middle school in.
I'm trying to tell a story, Josh. You're telling me to break. This is a great story.
Pay no attention to him.
So when I was younger, my dad and I used to always play one round every summer with Tom Lehman and his dad.
Wow.
And so I believe I was 13 or 14 years old, and Tom's dad called my dad and said, it's actually going to be a six-some. Is that okay? Yeah, that's fine. Tom's bringing along a couple of friends.
Mm.
And his other friends were Duffy Waldorf, who used to always decorate his balls. His wife decorated his golf balls with crazy stuff. And Paul Azinger.
Wow.
So I got to play around with Paul Azinger. And it was just, it was unbelievable.
Did you pretend to trip and fall into him so that he could catch you?
I did that to Brett Favre.
Right. Okay.
Right, yeah.
I wasn't sure if
I wasn't quite as, I was more of like a golf fan.
Honed your skills on that there.
I was more of just like a fan of his talent than of his talent.
Oh, that's golden. Well, when I was in Columbus, Georgia, I worked there for 3 years, and all 3 years we covered the Masters. It was one of those things that if you are a local media, like Augusta and Columbus are a few hours apart, but still, if you're a Georgia station,
yes,
you know, the Masters recognizes that you're allowed to cover this event. But the thing is, in order to do it, you had to be on like a waiting list. And then once you got off the waiting list and were allowed to cover it, the very first year that you decide not to go, you get kicked out and you're back on a waiting list. So since we were a station that was not on the waiting list and we were in, we were obligated to go no matter what. No matter what, you're going to the Masters. So I went all 3 years that I was there. And Augusta native Larry Mize, 1987 champion, I believe. He had that crazy long chip shot.
Yes.
He lives in Columbus, even though he's from Augusta. He makes his home in Columbus, Georgia. And so you'd see him at the grocery store and stuff. I mean, you just run into him. And so every year we go and do a story on him. And it was great to see that he played well this week. And he's at 11 above par. I mean, he's got no shot to win it, obviously. But he's got to be 60 almost. You know, 50. He's got to be close to Bernard Longer's age. And I thought it was cool to see Larry Mize do well this week. And if you want to talk the Masters or anything else, we're going to talk UK football in 10 minutes with Alex Faulkner of the Cat's Paws. And we can talk football as well here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show, 381-1313.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could give you two pieces of advice in choosing the law firm to represent you for your injuries, it would be simple. Pick a firm that's been around a long time. I've seen so many come and go. And pick a firm with the financial strength to give you the best chance to be fully compensated for what has been taken from you. Our battles have been against the establishment, tobacco companies, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, and bully corporations. We advance on behalf of our clients millions of dollars, sometimes $1 million in a single case, to fight the giants. Whether it's a car crash case, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, or an insurance dispute, you need a firm which can match the other side dollar for dollar, toe to toe, so that you have a fighting chance. For 30 years, we've represented the people, not the powerful. Let us fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, wanna party like it's your birthday?
Sure, what's the occasion?
Vicky's birthday bash at Suntan City. We get a year of beautiful tanning for just 10 bucks a month.
Wow,
beautiful tans year round? What should I wear?
Your birthday suit. Now that's a party.
It's Vicky's birthday bash at Suntan City. Tan for a year for as low as $10 a month when paid in full. Purchase now at mysuntancity.com. Restrictions may apply.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We were talking about Augusta, Georgia and the Masters. You know, that's where James Brown is from.
That's right.
This guy is the second coming of James Brown. Charlie Bradley. Listen to him. Turn him up a little bit. Does that not sound like James Brown?
Yeah.
And he's fresh. I mean, like, he's within the last few years had this album right here. This just came out a couple weeks ago. But he sounds dead on James Brown.
Yeah.
Most of the new music that I like sounds like somebody else.
Most of the new music you like, I've never heard of. but I like it. Like, I always learn something. What is that other band that was
Alabama Shakes that
yes,
I turned you on
yes.
to? Yeah, you saw them on the Grammys, right?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, you were on them before they were a thing.
I had it. Charlie Bradley, he's good too. He's going to be a star. Nobody else sounds like him except James Brown, and he's dead. So, you know, we saw Mac Jones. You pointed this out, Mary Jo, the quarterback from our UK commit, 2017 quarterback. He said, honored to receive my 15th offer from the University of Alabama. So there was talk when this coaching staff was changed, when the offensive coordinator, because Shannon Dawson, you know, was, I guess, the guy who helped get Mac Jones in the fold for Kentucky. And then they switched to Eddie Grant and Darren Henshaw. And, you know, there were articles, or at least I read one anyway, that said Mac Jones has looked for him to possibly change his commitment to Kentucky because of the offense, and that he will be asked to run more in the Eddie Grant, Darren Henshaw system. And Mac Jones is more of a pocket passer, and he will not want to run more. And so look for him to change his commitment. So the worry was Kentucky would not keep Mac Jones. This week, Mac Jones is here, visits campus. I guess he was probably on spring break. And he comes to UK and checks out the offense and says he loves it, loves everything about it. And his visit to Kentucky was nothing more than just a confirmation that he made the right choice. And he's sticking with the Cats. And he's not even going to visit another school. So that was earlier this week. That was midweek. And now he says, got an offer from Alabama. Does that change things? That's Lane Kiffin over there. You know, it's Alabama.
And it's Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Alabama.
Instead of trying to build something and hope to get to a bowl game, and maybe in a few years you could compete for an SEC title. You just go to Alabama, and in one of those 4 years, you probably will play for the national championship.
Yes.
And you could be the starter.
It's I think, as much as any place actually can, because you can't ever guarantee it, you can almost guarantee in your 4 years here, we will be in the national championship game at least once.
Yeah. That's why I can't ever blame any kid.
No.
Like, Damian Harris went there. Now, he did tweet, you know, this is why I went here, just to remind y'all. Maybe shouldn't do that, but
we know.
We know why you went. because of this. I understand. So haters are going to hate, but you don't have to, you know, rub their face in it. But, so I could, how could you like blame Mac Jones for saying, yeah, I know what I said when I was up at Kentucky, but that was before Alabama offered, guys. Now I got an offer from Alabama. I mean, Nick Saban was in my living room. Sorry. I don't believe that. I'm just saying. I could.
Yeah, no, I mean, by all accounts, he's always sounded really firm. And his, I mean, his Twitter profile just says UK commit.
So the way the quarterbacks would work out would be, let's see, Drew Barker has.
And sometimes it means a lot to those guys if you're the first ones. Really, right. You know.
Yes, early
you
on.
You were there from the beginning.
Right. So Mac Jones would probably redshirt, you would think. And he would be here in 2017. And then in 2018 would be his redshirt freshman season. And so Barker's redshirt freshman season was last year. So this is his sophomore year. His junior year is 2017. And his senior year is 2018. So if Drew Barker goes all the way through, then, yeah, redshirt freshman Mac Jones would be senior Drew Barker same time. So, yeah, it would work out just right. We're going to talk a lot more football with the Cat's Paws. Alex Faulkner on the other side of this break on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Hey, America. We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. Former Saints defensive end Will Smith was shot to death in New Orleans last night after a traffic accident. The other driver's in custody and is being interviewed by police. Jordan Spieth, one round away from becoming the first golfer since Tiger Woods in 2001 and 2002 to repeat as Masters champ. A victory would also make Spieth the first player ever to repeat at a given major with back-to-back wire-to-wire wins. Spieth has a one-shot lead on Smiley Kaufman, who's playing in his second career major championship. Bernard Langer, Hideki Matsuyama are two back. Dan Davis will have live updates from Augusta National throughout
the week. You know, the importance of situational football.
Right.
Because, you know, you can hang around, have a defense, play good the whole game, not really play yourself out of it. And there at the end, two-minute drills are important. You can really sneak up.
Drew Barker's shoulders to be the leader. I mean, I'm sure that's what the coaches are expecting, the other players are expecting. Is it all on him?
You know, I wouldn't want to say all on him, because I don't think you ever want – I mean, you obviously want your quarterback to be one of the main leaders of your team, but, you know, there's a lot of seniors on that offense. You have seniors on the offensive line. You have seniors in the backfield. JoJo Kemp is a senior. You know, Boom Williams is a junior and one of the best players on the team. So I think you have to put some of that leadership role on his shoulders. But there has been a lot of talk about Barker's, you know, maturity this spring, how he's growing up, how he's taken that leadership role. And, you know, obviously he's still only he's about to be a redshirt sophomore, so I think he's still learning to navigate those waters a little bit, learning how to approach his teammates, how to, you know, light a fire under them. So, you know, it's a learning process. Darren Henshaw, the quarterback's coach, has said, you know, they're going to make some mistakes this spring, you know, the quarterbacks and Drew in particular. So, you know, the good thing is it was a learning experience. It wasn't, you know, the season opener come August or whatever. So, you know, I think there's time to right the ship, and I think Barker should respond. I think he's, you know, making progress from what the coach is.
Tweet got liked by @meowisnow. You've just found the perfect place to please your feline addiction. just because it says cats, you know.
When I was on the road, I think it was in Arkansas, and I told someone that I worked at the cat spas. And they gave me the most bewildered look. I was like, no, it's not a feline magazine or anything like that. It's a sports thing, trust me.
You remember the Warwick Dunn ESPN commercial? I'm never doing cat fancy again.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to more serious topics here. Mac Jones this week, this morning, he tweets that he got an Alabama offer. And that's his 15th offer. Now, Alabama's one of them, but he said this week that he wasn't going to visit any other schools, that he came up here and saw the offense at UK and loves it and doesn't want to see anywhere else. It just confirmed everything he believed, that this was the right fit. Does this Alabama offer change things, you think?
Yeah, that's an interesting – he's really been racking up this process because, you know, when the big boys like Alabama and, you know, maybe Florida, you know, I know he's a Florida guy, and, you know, some of those other SEC schools start calling, it can be tempting. So I don't know. You know, I know he likes the offense. Like you said, he's been complimentary of that. So, and he probably has formed some bonds with some players that, you know, he'll be playing with, and some fellow recruits in his recruiting class. So, you know, it'll be interesting. It might go down to the wire, but, you know, I think Kentucky's in as good a position as they can want at this point.
Alex, when you're looking at overall what you've seen this spring, and I always find it so hard to tell through spring and through fall camp, really what to make of this team, because it's always Kentucky's offense going against Kentucky's defense and not against someone else. So it's always, for me, it's always been hard to tell. You get really excited and then you see them play against a really great team and you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe their defense only looked good because they're playing their offense. What have you been most impressed with? What have you seen this spring that would lead to some excitement this fall?
Yeah, that sort of dichotomy there was some of the tricky talk from Stoops yesterday, that he was complimentary to the defense, but, you know, it was the defense good because the offense was so bad, or did it actually make progress? So, you know, it is tricky, but, you know, just I think just Eddie Grant and Darren Henshaw, I think it's almost impossible not to be impressed by them, the approach they're taking, the way they carry themselves, the way that sort of trickled down to the players and the interviews, and you know, because we've heard that sort of talk about, you know, swagger and confidence from those guys before, but now it seems like they are a little more grounded, a little more, you know, a little more introspective about some of the mistakes they've made in years past. So I think that's something to be impressed about. And, you know, I think just the overall talent level, I think, is quite a bit higher than it's been in years past. I think that some of those redshirt guys, especially on the defense, I think are going to make some impact, especially in that secondary. That's going to, I think, be the strength of the defense by far. That front seven obviously has quite a bit of questions. But, you know, just going back to that offense, I think that will be, you know, obviously the area of focus for a lot of interested viewers come Saturday for the Blue-White scrimmage and beyond, going into fall camp and the season. So, you know, I think Graham and Henshaw both have the right mentality. They say the right things, and that's sort of carrying over to the players. So it'll be interesting to see on Saturday, you know, because we've only gotten in for one open practice with some scrimmage session. So it'll be interesting to see it full go, see how everybody looks, how effective they can be. You know, when it's good on good, first team offense versus first team defense, and really try to glean the progress being made from that.
We're talking with the Catspaws, Alex Faulkner, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. And something that I believe Mark Stoops mentioned yesterday was the offensive line gave way a little bit. Defensive line got quite a bit of penetration and pressure on the quarterback, and that's not good. The offensive line, of course, George Asafo, Ajay moving inside, we've heard that that's a good thing. And then you got John Toth there next to him, and Ramsey Myers on the other side. And then if you're looking at Tate Leavitt possibly, where Eddie Grand said earlier this week that Leavitt's issues were fundamental and first step, not athletic. So he's encouraged by that. He also said that Landon Young, well, he didn't say Landon Young by name, but he said he wasn't opposed to playing true freshmen, that if they're ready to go, put them in there, let them play. So, I mean, there's some encouraging things about the talent that's there and the potential, and Eddie Grant has been complimentary of them as a unit this spring. But then to hear that they broke down against a defense that's kind of unproven in games, now that has to be a little discouraging. And then we heard that maybe the competition could force someone out, a player from Ohio possibly transferring from the offensive line. I don't know if you've heard anything about that.
You know, I haven't. But, you know, that offensive line, I think is ready to make a big step. I know they weren't what they wanted to be last season. You mentioned Landon Young. I think he's going to be very much a factor at the tackle position. Tate Leavitt, obviously, is a guy you want to have make an impact as a junior college transfer. But, you know, we've seen junior college guys, you know, struggle a little bit in that first year on the Division I level. So it'll be interesting to watch his progression going into the season. And, you know, you mentioned that defensive line. Stoops said yesterday that he was, you know, I think pleasantly surprised or pleased with you know, how they've come along this spring. He knew that they would have some rough spots, obviously being as inexperienced, you know, game-wise as they are up there. I know they have some guys that have been around for a little bit but haven't had much run on Saturday. So I know Reggie Mint is someone who catches their eye. You want to see Matt Elam obviously step up as he enters his junior year at the nose guard position. So you know, it'll be interesting that, you know, both those sides of the line of scrimmage. I think that's, as we all know, probably the two most important areas in SEC football. You want to be able to control that line of scrimmage if you really want to have a chance to win games in that league.
Well, I saw a projection yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
Which gave Kentucky a 0% chance. Not even 0.1. 0% chance to win the SEC this year.
It was Vanderbilt and Kentucky. It was the only two teams that – who was that from?
Missouri had a 0.1% chance.
Was that SEC country? Or someone put that out where they put out the projections of wins and who had the best percentage chance to win the SEC. And, of course, LSU was up there and Alabama, but no faith in Kentucky. And, well, I mean, it's somewhat understandably so because you have, like, guys who haven't played a whole lot in that front seven, like the linebackers. And then you know, get a quarterback that you don't know about. Just, I mean, it's all good potential and everything, but you just don't know. But we'll get to see a little bit of that in the spring game next Saturday. And I looked ahead, and the forecast is supposed to be mid-60s and sunny.
Perfect. So
hopefully it'll be a nice day.
I'm looking forward to that because, you know, standing in the cold, bitter wind for interviews yesterday was not exactly spring football weather.
And last year we didn't get a spring game.
Yeah.
So we've been itching for one. We're looking forward to it, too.
Well, Alex, thank you for your insight. We appreciate you making time for us this Sunday morning.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, thanks. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Alex Forkner of the Cat's Paws. You can follow him on Twitter at AlexForknerTCP. We'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Does Levitard get all his hats from a gas station? I can't look at Levitard's clothes and hats anymore. Hashtag how are you not embarrassed? Hashtag Stugatz needs own show.
Wow. Let's get that trending.
Everything right, made sense up until that point.
Yeah.
Dan Le Batard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining rides since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years' experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high-performance films, and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4411 or get a quote and download coupons at luckysautosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, car audio, remote starts, and more.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So we were talking there with Alex Forkner of the Cat's Paws that last segment, and it was pretty clear that UK football was not, the coaches were not happy yesterday, and they're going to have to do some things on Saturday in front of the fans and on the SEC network. It's going to be televised live on the SEC network at noon to kind of validate all the positive momentum that has been going on. Because remember, the end of last season, it was just Negative city.
Couldn't have been more negative, probably.
Yeah. Truth of it was, is you were just a play, a two away. One play,
but,
maybe two plays from being in a bowl game.
But that's been the truth for a lot of years.
Yeah. So it was just sky was falling mentality, and people were mad. And remember, we had the interview with Mark Stoops, and you know, he was kind of defensive, and because everything I was asking him was based on the frustrations of the fan base. But then he addressed all the things that were asked, like special teams situation, which this week Andy Boo leaves for a defensive coordinator position at Maryland. Which it was funny, DJ Durkin, the new Maryland coach, and Mark Stoops are buddies. They're both from Youngstown. And Stoops said, you know.
And he and Andy Boo are good friends,
right? Right. And so, yeah, and DJ Durkin tried to get Andy Boo to join his staff in December. It was like, be the special teams coordinator. As a matter of fact, that interview I did with Stoops was when he said one of our coaches just got offered a coordinator position, and he was specifically referring to Andy Boo being offered special teams coordinator at Maryland. And so Andy was like, nah, I know, DJ, you're my buddy, but, you know, been here for just a year, kind of committed to Mark, and I'm sure he went back to him, and Mark was like, well, okay, well, let's do this. Let's make you the special teams coordinator. Let's take care of that, give you a bump in pay. And then we had John Hale on last weekend from the Courier-Journal, talking specifically about the things Andy Boo had implemented in special teams as far as competition that was working. And Stoops made a comment this week, I really liked what Andy was doing with special teams. So then, you know, DJ Durkin's defensive coordinator that he hired, who hasn't even coached a game yet. I mean, these guys haven't coached anything yet, new staff. And for whatever reason, but a personal reason, this guy leaves last week. He's just gone. And who knows what it is, but now he's without a defense coordinator, and spring practice is here and all this. He's like, I got to jump on this. And
makes another call.
Yep, and Stoops said that DJ even called him and said, I am sorry to do this to you at this time. I know it stinks, but I know Andy, and I know he wants to be a defense coordinator, and I need one in a bad way right now. And so Stoops said he would get DJ back over the summer for messing with him. But in the interim, immediately, for the rest of the spring, is Louis Matsakis, who is a former special teams coordinator at Kansas, and was just recently hired for the special teams quality control position. So Kentucky is doing what, I mean, Nick Saban kind of started this, I think, is so many support staff positions. People who can't be coaches on the field but can assist the coaches in their responsibilities. So if the defensive coordinator has all these responsibilities, not only coaching on the field, but film study and all this research and all the additional things that come with being a defensive coordinator, now he's kind of got like an assistant. They can't be a coach on the field because that's against the rules to have, you know, you only have X amount of coaches on the field. But he can help him out with all the other stuff. And kind of be like his assistant. And so now all the coordinators kind of have an assistant. Eddie Grand has a offensive quality control coach. And DJ Elliott has a defensive quality control coach. And now they have a special teams quality control coach. And so this person, Louis Matsakis, will jump in there and take over special teams until the end of spring. And then Stoops said he would go look in earnest for someone. And then he said, excuse me, it could be either an inside linebackers coach with a big background in special teams or an outside linebackers coach with a big background in special teams. Because Andy Boo was coaching the...
Both, yeah.
Yeah, he was coaching the outside backers, I believe. So...
And now I think DJ Elliott's taking that
all
part
of those.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, taking them all on. You know, something else, though, that was interesting that happened the same day that Andy Boo left is... Legend Brumball, the son of Jimmy Brumball, he was a quarterback at Lexington Catholic. I believe he started at Henry Clay, then transferred to Lexington Catholic, and then now he's transferring to a private school in Florida. And he's, I guess he's ranked as a three-star quarterback, but really he hasn't played enough in games to really get a feel for how good he really is, but obviously, you know, good enough to play at this private school in Florida. I mean, they're thinking of a future, obviously. I mean, that's what they have in mind if he's going to this other school. Although, quarterbacks from Lexington Catholic have done fine. You know, Kyle Bolin's over there at Louisville, and Justin Burke. So anyway, you thought, though, what does that mean for Jimmy Brumbaugh then? If his son, because I've seen him at Lexington Catholic games. I mean, if Kentucky is in town that Saturday and Lexington Catholic has a home game, Jimmy Brumbaugh can get over there and watch his son play football. Can't really hop a flight to Florida and back in one night, be back for his game.
No, and, you know, there may be some other things involved in that, too. Mm-hmm. I think there's, you know, I don't know anything for sure. I've talked to a couple of people. There's a lot going on at Lexington Catholic right now.
Yes, that is true. I did. I didn't factor that into it. Yeah, I could see that.
I will just say I wouldn't be surprised if that factors into this.
Because there's also a situation where if you're an athlete at a public school, private school, if you're in Fayette County in high school, you can't just go from one to the other and play right away.
Correct.
So if Legend Brumbaugh wanted to go back to Henry Clay and play this season, that wouldn't happen. So he's kind of...
Granted, it is a jump to go to Florida.
Right. Yeah. But he can play immediately. That's not a issue there. But yes, big mess at Lexington Catholic this week with racist comments coming out and President... apologizing. There was a situation there, and then that situation sparked comments from other parents about situations that they've had with their children in discriminatory areas. And so, yes, you could see where that might have factored into Legend Brumbaugh leaving Lexington Catholic and going to Florida. But at that particular time when you saw
yes.
And Andy Boo was leaving, and then you saw Legend Brumbaugh was transferring.
I thought the same thing. I thought, we don't want to lose him.
But just last night, Jimmy Brumbaugh tweeted something, I don't know, positive about UK and a picture or something. So you feel good about that now, knowing what could be behind. But I'm glad you brought that up because... a bad situation over there. I don't want to get into it all because there are so many pieces and parts you could offend one side or the other or say something that they will take as libelous or something, but
I'll be honest, I don't know the whole situation, so to speak on it is
I just know what's been reported
be
and what's been
me,
reported
yeah.
is alleged racial slurs and harassment and bad language aimed at African-American students, more than one. That's the whole situation that they're dealing with. And that's not good.
No.
And especially in 2016. But we're not going to get into that. Yeah. We cannot make this show political because I would have more things to say on that matter. Let's take a break. Good time to take a break on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this. ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
And now for a message from Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Attention parents and grandparents, do you want to help give your child a great financial head start in life? You can. For just pennies a day now, you can give them $10,000 in whole life insurance that doubles to $20,000 at no extra cost during age 18. Later on, regardless to their health or job, your child has a right to buy additional coverage at adult rates, providing total coverage of up to $100,000. The Grow Up Plan also builds cash value you can borrow from. Low childhood rates that lock in for the life of the policy, benefits that double, plus the right to add more, that's security and valuable protection from Gerber Life, a name known and respected for generations. Get started now. Call Gerber Life Grow Up Plan at 800-461-7264. That's 800-461-7264. Or visit us at mygrowupplan.com. Remember, it costs you just pennies a day now. For free information or to sign up now, call 800-461-7264. Gerber Life Insurance Company, White Plains, New York, 10605. Policy Form Series GPP12. Policy Form ICC12-GPP. The Grow Up Insurance Policy contains terms which may affect the benefits provided. Please contact us for costs and details of coverage. Interest rates apply to any policy loans.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Some basketball yesterday, high school wise, there was the Nike Hoop Summit.
Yep, Team USA dominant.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I couldn't watch the whole game. It was so lopsided, and I don't know. I know that, look, you're supposed to be excited to see Kentucky's up-and-comers, you know, play. You're getting a chance to see them, but it's just not the kind of setting that I prefer to watch basketball in. It's just I did see some good plays from Kentucky players. Like, De'Aaron Fox started the game off with a nice steal and dunk, and he had, I think, 5 assists maybe in the game, and he had a few other nice plays. And I mean, all you're seeing is like their athleticism, I guess.
Yes. And they are forced to play so much differently once they get here.
Yeah.
What I think John Calipari's always so underrated for, and what some of the analysts, like Jay Billis, will always talk about this, is just how he coaches defense. And I mean, look at where the defensive efficiency of his teams since he's been at Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, as a whole, has been off the charts. And you don't see any of that in these games.
Right.
I mean, it's zero of it.
And there is the thought that the skills of these guys, because De'Aaron Fox is long for a point guard. He's got good length. Malik Monk also has good length. Sasha Clea Jones, Wendy and Gabriel, both big, long, rangy guys. And then Bam Adebayo is like a brick. Like,
yes,
the Thing from the Fantastic Four. I mean, he's just built like a rock. And so you're talking about rebounds there and a big physical presence in the middle with length all the way around it. Then you add in Marcus Lee and his shot blocking ability, Isaiah Briscoe and his bulldog defense,
and Ty Winyard
and Ty Winyard's physical presence, and then Derek Willis is not a liability on defense so much,
and he's become a good rebounder.
Yes, and Willis has said he wants to improve defensively, but let's say when he does get burned a little bit, there's more help. Like, in past years, one of the biggest things was if your guards break down and somebody gets in there, you have help. This year,
Kentucky, a lot of mistakes were erased.
Yes. Kentucky didn't have as much help this year. So if if let's just say Willis is your weakest link on defense, that doesn't mean you can't play him because he's got help behind him. And he'll get better defensively. I'm not saying like he's going to be so horrible, but you can erase mistakes with this lineup. So defensively, this could be one of the better ones. Could be like, you know, 2012 was, yeah, as far as defense goes.
Even last year's team, or 2 years ago, I guess.
Yes. One that played against Kansas.
Yeah,
and
the 38-0.
And UCLA.
Defensively, they were great.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 years. I guess that's what you have to say now, don't you?
Yeah.
2 years ago. Yeah, Willie Cauley-Stein was a big part of that, and Karl Anthony Towns.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a Willie Cauley-Stein, I don't think, on this team that Kentucky's going to have. But Wenyen Gabriel, watching him, very skilled for his size. But again, I could only watch till it was like 40-15, the U.S. team. I'm like, I can't watch anymore. And then I didn't watch the Warriors game.
I did, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
What is more impressive to you? If the Warriors end up with 73,
mm-hmm,
and only one of these things can happen now, or if the Spurs go undefeated at home, which has never been done before in an NBA season. And the next game is the Warriors at the Spurs. So one streak will be, or one, you know, one record will be impossible to achieve. Either the Spurs are going to lose at home, or the Warriors won't be able to get to 73 based on that game. I mean, I know that Warriors and Spurs just played like a week ago,
mm-hmm,
and it wasn't a great game.
Right.
But you'd have to think this one for a regular season
game
with, you know, and both teams are great. Both teams know that, you know, they're the 1 and 2 seed in the West. So there's not necessarily any playoff sort of implications on the line, but both are trying for history.
Yeah, I mean, the Warriors had been unbeaten at home until, what, they lost two of them, right?
Yeah, back-to-back, I think, at home.
Two in 3 days or four days or something. I don't know. The Bulls, gosh, they were so good to get to 72-10. This Warriors team, if they were to get to...
It'd be 73-9 if they win their last two games.
I thought they were going to lose last night, yeah. If they could get to... And Draymond Green, I mean, I did see that much.
I just don't know how you can't like watching the NBA right now. I just think it's so fun.
It is.
And the supreme athleticism of these guys.
Really good players.
And shooting. I mean, just... And it's not just Steph Curry. Everybody's shooting it.
Mm-hmm. Heck, if you watch just like the Sacramento Kings, which are not very good, they're not the Spurs or the Warriors. Mm-hmm. But if you just watch highlights from their games, it's still phenomenal.
I know it is.
To see what Rondo can do and Cousins can do and Cauley-Stein and Quincy Acey and they have Rudy Gay. Just seeing those highlights. The Timberwolves are one of the worst teams in the league in the West. Karl Anthony Towns.
And they beat the Warriors at home.
Yes. And last night, they beat the Trailblazers in Portland. Karl Anthony Towns.
Towns has got to be the rookie of the year.
Yeah, Tayshaun Prince inbounded it to Towns with 1.8 left. And Towns hit a turnaround hook shot to beat Portland 106-105.
You take out Tayshaun and KG, who really skew the age of that team up. And the Timberwolves are very young. They made some serious mistakes drafting.
Well, Andrew Wiggins,
I mean, like in past year, like I realize a few teams passed on Steph Curry.
Yeah.
But do you know who the Timberwolves drafted instead of Steph Curry when they had the chance?
Ricky Rubio? I don't know.
Well, we drafted him twice. Johnny Flynn. Johnny freaking Flynn.
There's a nice core there with Zach LaVine and Andrew Wiggins,
yes, Wiggins
and Karl Towns. And, you know, Sam Mitchell is the interim coach. He's from Columbus, Georgia. I knew him from down there. He went to Columbus High School down there. But anyway, we were talking about the Warriors game, and there was another NBA. Oh, the question was, what's more impressive? It's so hard. I would say, I mean, look, going undefeated at home is hard, but let's say if you just lose two games at home and you get to 73 wins. I mean, you only lose nine games all season.
Think how impressive you've been on the road.
Yes. To only lose nine games out of an 82-game schedule.
When everyone's gunning for you because you're the defending champs.
Yeah.
So everyone's bringing their best against you night in and night out.
I would have to say that's it. It has to be.
I would agree.
Are they better than the 72-10 Bulls?
I'm so over this. And I listen to ESPN Radio, Sports right. Radio 1300, all the time in my car, right?
Right.
And it's just been, there's been so much talk about it. It's just ad nauseum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Scottie Pippen saying they would sweep the Warriors. And
yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't either. They didn't sweep anybody that when they won in 96. They didn't sweep anybody.
Yeah.
So why do you think that the Warriors, just because they play a different style, wouldn't win one game?
Yeah.
That's crazy talk. And to me, Steph Curry is, you put him in any era, he is
phenomenal. Yeah, it doesn't matter. He's a basketball player. He can play. Yeah, I hate the argument, that back and forth thing.
No.
It doesn't matter what era, you know.
Like, and Draymond Green is just fun to watch, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, so he said that he had sent out a text message to on their group text, which, how awesome would it be to get a hold of someone's phone and look at the Warriors group text?
Yeah.
But he sent it out last week and said, I don't want any of you guys, because he's been very vocal in the media about wanting to get this record.
Right.
Said if someone legitimately needs a rest,
yeah,
I get it. And don't feel like you're going to feel like you're letting me down.
Right.
But if you don't need to rest.
Yeah, let's get this.
Let's get this. And I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
We kind of said it again last night that, hey, I've told you I want it, okay? And there are some other guys in that locker room that also want it and just, you know, they don't say it. But I say what I think, you know, so there's some other guys, they want it too, and they're just not saying it, and that's fine. I understand, but yeah, we want this. We ain't making no secrets about it.
Yeah.
We want it. Last night, also basketball-wise, Kentucky-Ohio All-Star Games, the high schoolers. Ohio won both games. Kentucky should have won the boys' game. Well, I mean, they could have won both. I mean, there was – Kentucky had leads in both of them, but the boys' game – I think Kentucky was up by like 14 with 10 minutes to go or something like that. And Ohio went on this huge run. Kentucky had a shot, a three at the buzzer to win it. It looked like it was going to go in, popped out. But the Northern Kentucky University signee and Kentucky's Mr. Basketball, Owen County's Carson Williams, was named the Kentucky MVP in that game. And then the All-State boys basketball and girls basketball teams came out this week from the Courier-Journal and the Lexington Herald-Leader. Both of them, of course, Dunbar represented well on those teams. All right, we'll take a break. Be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Finally, we see signs of spring, and soon thereafter, good old summer is coming. That means your employees and family will be thirsty for cool, refreshing Highbridge Springs water. For more than 30 years, family-owned and operated, Highbridge Springs Water has been serving Kentucky the highest quality bottled water, backed by the best service in the business. Nothing tastes better or more refreshing than Highbridge Springs Water, because it comes naturally from underground limestone springs, located right here in Kentucky. Prepare your office or home for the welcomed warmer days ahead with delicious, unique tasting,
Highbridge Springs Water. Remember, Highbridge Springs even offers custom labeling on individual bottles of water. A great way to promote your business or put the wow factor in your fundraiser. You can't treat your employees or family any better than providing a great tasting, healthy Highbridge Springs Water. Call us toll free today for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971 or visit our website, Highbridge Springs Water. Put the awe back in refreshment.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's a lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play. At the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully, with attention to detail. Here's what some Blue Ribbon Lawn Care satisfied customers have to say.
Very faithful and efficient and pays attention to detail, and I like that. I would describe his work as immaculate.
For all their services, visit BlueRibbonLex.com or call 275-1166. Isn't your yard worth a Blue Ribbon?
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, I think it's supposed to get up to 60 today, maybe. The sun is out. Yeah. It's supposed to be
a little warmer. Sam's opening day baseball game got canceled Wednesday night. Then it was supposed to be yesterday. Got canceled yesterday because of the cold.
Yeah.
So his official opening day game is now today at 1 o'clock. So I hope it gets up to 60.
Also at 1 o'clock today is the series finale between Kentucky and Alabama. And last night, Kentucky won in Grand Slam fashion. Walk-off Grand Slam by Riley Mayhem. You know, the UK softball team also, they went down to LSU and beat number 8 LSU thanks to Nunley's no-hitter. I didn't want to say, I knew her name was Kelsey, but I didn't want to guess it if I wasn't right. Kelsey Nunley, which complete game shutout, not a no-hitter, complete game shutout.
If you had to guess, though, it'd be Kelsey Nunley.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. So... After the weekend that they had here, UK softball, losing all 3 to Auburn, it's nice to go down there and beat LSU. And then, of course, we're watching the Masters today.
100%.
I think it starts on TV
around. It's
such
great drama.
It is.
I mean, golf is one of those that can be set because it's just.
I saw something.
You have 70 shots. Or 65 shots, and one of them can just ruin it.
Saw something this week that live sports has taken up so much more of the ratings. Like as far as top 20 things that people watch, programs, dramas, whatever. Because of the DVR, a lot of programs are put on the back burner to watch later. Live sports is not one of them. And so live sports is now like top 5.
Yes.
As far as what's watched by folks everywhere. And watching in groups is a big deal too, which has to do a lot with the Sunday ticket. You can go to a sports bar and watch every NFL game on all the different TVs to the point they've got like, okay, this TV's going to have this game. This TV's going to have this game. So you know where
to
sit.
I get it at my house.
Yeah.
That's the one package I will pay for.
Yeah, I'll pay for it. every time. I don't care.
Yeah.
If I have
it's so worth it to me, especially if
I have to give plasma.
If you're a fan of a team that's not in market.
Right.
I mean,
I've been enjoying the Major League Baseball extra innings for free this week. I'm not going to pay for that. It's just too much. Too much to pay.
And also, I think if you did pay for it, you would find yourself, knowing you, you'd find yourself watching way too many baseball games.
Well, last year I had a subscription to the online, which is MLB.tv, I guess. Mm-hmm. If you get the extra innings package on DirecTV, it's almost like $100 more than if you just get it for the online deal. But if you have Apple TV, you can watch it on your TV with the MLB app. Mm-hmm. So I did watch way too much baseball. I'd find myself at watching these West Coast games that don't end until after midnight, and I've still got to get up and get the kids ready in the morning and go to work, yeah. And I'm going to bed at 1:30 because I want to see what happens between Oakland and, whoever, San Diego. Watch the Mariners. I'm a big baseball fan, and then especially if you get a chance to watch Kentuckians in the with Kentucky ties, whether it be a high schooler or somebody that played at UK or something.
Yep.
The only way you could do that is if you have that access. But I also am a Cubs fan, which is not a popular area to be a Cubs fan because of the Reds. So many people are Reds fans. I pull for the Reds. I want to see the Reds do well, except when they're playing the Cubs. And if it's a situation where it's late in the season and the Cubs stink and the Reds are in contention, then I'm okay with the Reds, winning. So I'm a Reds fan.
As long as
simply,
it's not the Cardinals?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm a Reds fan simply because I live here and have lived here for so long that, I'm not a hater. I'm not going to hate on the Reds. The Cardinals, which there are a lot of Cardinals fans around here, too.
They're everywhere. They're like the Steelers.
Yeah. But a big part of it is Western Kentucky is close to St. Louis. That's where you can pick it up on TV. That's why I'm a Cubs fan. That's what I watched.
That's why there's so many Braves fans out there,
yes.
Too. Like you could.
That's what I watched.
Everyone could see WGN. The Braves games.
Yeah. And then I also went to Wrigley. That was my first game. Wrigley Field, Cubs Cardinals. I think I was 5 years old. I was hooked. From then on. Kyle Schwarber lost for the season with an ACL. I was watching that game. He's playing the outfield. And he gets undercut. Such the worst. He was an IU baseball player. And, of course, he's a stud.
Yeah.
That stinks for the Cubs. The Reds have played well.
They really have.
They're like, what are they, 4-1 maybe? They won against the Pirates yesterday. They swept the Phillies to start the season. A very young team that is clearly in rebuilding mode. But they can be dangerous too. I mean, all you need is talent. If you're talented, it doesn't matter how old you are. The Cubs are talented.
Yeah, they are.
They won again. Yesterday.
They're
the
also cursed, Dan. They're cursed.
They are. That's why Kyle Schwarber's out for the year. I mean, three games
How else can you explain it?
I don't know. Unreal. But already, like the Pirates, the Cubs, and the Reds are all like 4-1.
Yeah.
All of them are good. So it's the NL Central again is going to be the toughest.
Something's going to give with 130,000 games left to go.
Yeah. The Cardinals will be in it. It's not like the Cardinals are going to be in the cellar. Somebody's going to slip up. So we'll see. Sunday night baseball tonight. I think we've got the game.
Got the Yankees on here.
Yankees are playing somebody. I don't know. Have you seen the John Oliver stuff where he got the tickets for the?
No.
Like I watch that show every week. It's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. We won't get into it, but he bought Yankees tickets behind home plate so that the elite people who don't want to sit next to the commoners. Well, he got tickets for the commoners. He sold them for like 25 cents a piece or something to whoever, as long as you tweeted what you would wear to the game if you got the ticket. And so they've had all these crazy outfits of people sitting
awesome.
Right behind home plate, being on TV and making the rich people feel uncomfortable. It's pretty awesome. That's going to do it for this weekend's edition of the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be back next week.
Next Saturday, right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Did you know that in the state of New Jersey, if you are walking down the street,